3.
我们还是不嫌麻烦把整章都念一遍。
Let's take the time to read the whole chapter of chapter 3.
那我们就找到的弟兄们就念单数，姐妹们就念双数。
So chapter 3, when we find it, please, the brother, would you read the odd verses, and sister, please read the even verses.
好，一起来。
Shall we read together?
你看，父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。
Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
凡向他有志指望的，就接近自己，像他接近一样。
Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. 凡住在他里面的就不犯罪，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。
小子们啊，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的就不属神，不爱弟兄的也是如此。
我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
不可像该隐，他是属那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
弟兄们，世人若恨你们，不要以为稀奇。
我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了。没有爱心的人住在死中。
凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。我们也当为弟兄舍命。
凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜许的心，爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢？
小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
从此就知道我们是属真理的，并且我们的心在神面前可以安稳。
我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心大，一切事没有不知道的。
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了。
并且我们一切所求的，就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
好，我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们能够再次奉你的名聚集在一起。
That we can gather together under your name.
都是你的恩典。
It is all because of your grace.
主，我们每次聚集都是要来敬拜你，要来听你的吩咐。
Each time we gather here to worship you and hear your words.
我们深信主，你就照着你所应许的会在我们中间。
We deeply believe that you will be here with us according to your presence.
而且每次我们来与你相见的时候，主啊，你就会赐下合适的恩典来给我们。
Every time we meet you here, you will give us the proper grace.
求你因着你慈爱的缘故临到我们中间。
Because of your loving kindness, Lord, come amongst us.
越过人一切的软弱，你来施恩典给你的群羊。
And go past our limitations and weakness, please be gracious to your folk.
我们把这个时间恭敬交在你的手里。
Reverently, we commit this time to your hand.
刚才所读的圣经就是你的话语。
What we've just read are your words.
主，求你将这些话再次的借着圣灵说在我们心中。
Lord, may you through the Holy Spirit speak these words again to our hearts.
好叫这些话不仅仅是一些的话语跟字句。
So that these are not just words from the paper.
而是让这些话成为我们里边的亮光和生命。
But these words will become the light and the life.
因为只有你圣灵施恩，我们才能明白。
Because only when your Holy Spirit have grace on us,
也只有你的恩典，我们才能够进入你话语的真实中。
Only through your grace, then we can understand your word and enter into the truth of your word.
我们要把一切的荣耀恭敬地交给你。
We give all glory to you.
帮助我们每个心在这里对你说，主，我们在这里，请你说。
Help our hearts to say to you, Lord, we're here. Please speak.
除去我们里边一切的障碍。
Remove all the hindrances in us.
开启我们里边的耳朵和眼睛。
Open up our inner eyes and ears.
好让我们能听见，能看见。
So that we can see and hear.
以致我们能行在你的光中。
So that we can walk in your light.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
上个月我们就已经开始在读约翰一书第三章。
We started reading chapter 3 of the first book of John since last month.
然后我发现等到时间完了，我其实才交通到第一到第三节。
And then I realized that after I finished, I was only up to verse 10.
所以我想继续的在这一章里边跟大家来思想约翰地书里边的神要给我们的话语。
So today I want to continue to share with you what God has said to us through the first book of John.
我还是非常啰嗦的再三的提醒。
And repeatedly I have to remind you.
约翰当时已经年纪很大很大了。
John at the time of writing this book was already of old age.
而且他也知道他在地上的年日不会很多。
And he knew that he had not many days to live.
但是他有一个心愿，急切的心愿，愿意把他对众圣徒的那一种的关切能够说出来。
Yeah, he had a very urgent heart desire. He wanted to tell all the saints about this desire.
所以他有时候很重复的，好像很啰嗦的，说了一下，等会又再说。
So you can see that sometimes he repeatedly mentioned the same thing here and there, now and later.
所以我个人很相信。
Personally, I do believe that.
当我们来读约翰一书，来听约翰对我们的心说话的时候
，As we come to hear what John said to our heart,
也需要有这样一种的。
Also, we should bear such attitude.
我们千万不要以为说，不是已经讲过一次了吗？两次了吗？
Don't you ever think that, John, you've already spoken once and twice?
我相信每次讲，你我的心
都必须有一个可以接受的而且觉得很新鲜的感觉才是对的。
I believe every time we hear John repeatedly tell us something, we shall have a heart to be ready to accept.
在第三章我们上次讲到他一开头就说到你看神给我们何等的恩典让我们成为神的儿女。
We spoke about the beginning of chapter 3 saying, how great is the love that the Father has lavished on us.
这是我们身份的一个极大极大的不一样。
It's a very different identity that we receive from the Lord.
然后他又鼓励我们说
He went on to encourage us.
我们现在是神的儿子将来结局怎么样虽然我们还不明白。
He said, now we are the sons of God. What will we be turning like?
但是有一个肯定的事情就是
But one thing we for sure.
当主再来的时候接我们跟他在一起的时候
When the Lord appears to receive us to be with him
我们一定会像他
We shall be like him
因着有这样一个荣耀的盼望和确定
Because of this glorious hope and assurance
他说所以我们就当接近自己像他接近一样
So we should also cleanse us Just like he is pure.
所以作为一个蒙恩的基督徒你我必须很清楚地知道
So we are sinners saved by grace and we need to clearly know
我们真是他的儿女
That we are truly his children.
如果我们是他的儿女我们今天就有一个荣耀的盼望不能丢掉
If we're truly his children, we shouldn't throw away this glorious hope.
我们急切的盼望那一天快点来到。
We really earnestly hope that that day is coming.
我们盼望面对面看见我们的主。
We hope to see the Lord face to face.
而且我们会变得跟他一样。
And we know that we will change to be like him.
为着这个缘故我们今天每天都必须谨慎自己的生活。
Because of this, we need to be cautious of our daily living.
今天很多弟兄姐妹有个难处。
Today, many brothers and sisters face a difficulty.
好像活着不知道在干什么。
As if we live and we do not know what to do.
好像世界也有许多许多的目标叫你搞得很混乱。
As if there are so many goals in this world and confusion.
但是作为神的儿女。
However, being his children.
我们只有一个很清晰的目的。
We should have only one purpose.
我们要他。快快的显现
We long for his coming and appear
而且我们一定要像他
And we shall be like him
因着这个缘故今天任何的环境任何的遭遇都是为着达到这样一个目的而来的
Because of this any surroundings that come upon us are for this purpose
下边开始第四节约翰开始又讲到一个前边都已经提过的事情
And verse 4 John start mentioning something that he mentioned before
就是一个属神的儿女他不可以犯罪
which is a child of God should not sin
他说凡犯罪的就是违背律法违背律法就是罪你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪但他并没有罪
Verse 4 and 5, everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appears so that he might take away our sins. And in him is no sin.
主的显现就是要除掉人的罪。
The appearance of our Lord is to remove man's sin.
我们救不了自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
所以主必须来到人间取了一个肉身的形象。
That's why God had to come to the world, take on the form of a human being.
在凡事上遵行天父的喜欢。
And obey the Heavenly Father's will in all things.
他清清楚楚地说道，他来就是要拯救跟寻找罪人。
He clearly says that he comes to seek and save the lost.
所以我们这帮人之所以能够蒙恩得救
The reason why we can be saved
都是主的怜悯主的恩典
It's because of his mercy
绝对不是他叫你一些方法叫你先改变好了 然后他称你是他的儿女。
It was never that we follow certain methods and then we become justified.
他总是照着你我的本相把你拯救了出来。
God always save us according to our sinful nature.
然后他把一个全新的他自己的生命重生在你我的里边。
And then he put in us a new life, a life of himself to be born.
弟兄姐妹，这给我们是一个经常需要被提醒的恩典。
This is a grace that we should be often reminded.
有时候我看见不少的基督徒很热心的传福音。
Sometimes I see lots of Christians, they fervently preach the gospel.
但是我们在不知不觉的当中，我们会忘记了一件事。
Yet without knowing, we tend to forget one thing.
我们传福音是叫人来到耶稣这里得救恩。
We preach so that people can be brought to Jesus to receive salvation.
我们传福音就是照着主所吩咐的说，不管你是什么人，有多大的罪。
According to the Lord's promise that no matter what kind of person you are,
你都可以到主这里来得着救恩。
No matter what sin you have made, you can come to receive
来得着赦免。
The forgiveness,
主会接纳你，
the salvation,
会赦免你。
And the Lord will accept and forgive you.
然后主还会给你一个重生的生命。
On top of that, the God will give you a reborn life.
我想这一点是约翰非常在乎的。
This is something that John really has in his mind.
不过我有时候看见一些福音朋友也好，出信的弟兄姐妹也好，有时候总有一个这样的概念。
However, I saw our gospel friends or new believers, they had a different concept.
他们总是在觉得说，我的救恩跟我的行为有直接的关系。
They thought that the salvation has a lot to do with my behavior.
有时候我们劝一个人信主。
Sometimes when we persuade someone else to believe the Lord,
他说我还有很多坏习惯没改呢。
He responded, I still have got a lot of bad habits.
等我改好了我就来信。
Until I've changed all of them, I'll come to believe.
那基督徒我们有时候也犯一个同样的危险。
And Christian also made the same mistake.
一个人要信主了，本来照着主的教导，他就应该马上可以信，就来接受主所吩咐的，要受洗归入主的名下。
When someone has believed in the Lord, according to God's word, he can be baptized.
不过我常常发现，我们常常就会对他说，
But,
你要先搞清楚了。
Oftentimes we tell him or her that, make sure you're clear about this and that.
你要对许多问题搞清楚了，你就差不多可以来受洗。
Until you're clear about these and that questions, then you can become a Christian.
不过原谅我说，这是教会的系统。
Forgive me to say this. This is a system of church.
几乎所有的教会，如果是组织，就会这样做。
Almost all churches, as long as they're organization, they will follow these.
我就是我自己在圣经中所读的，我所经验到的。很多不是这样。
According to what I've read from the Bible and what I've experienced, this is not the same thing.
我的的确确地发现人的得救是因着让主接纳他，赦免他，让主的圣灵在他里边改变他。
I truly found that the salvation of man is when he meets the Lord, the Holy Spirit enters into him and changes him.
没有半点人的功劳的行为。
There should never be any labor or behavior.
因为主只能接受那些已经破产的人
from the Lord,
来得着他的丰盛。
Because God will only receive those who are broken-hearted and bankrupted to receive His abundance.
主的显现是要除掉人的罪。
The appearance of God is to remove man's sin.
那么下边跟着就讲到一个信了主的人必须是这样。
And then it follows on to talk about a believer, what kind of person he should be.
第六节。
Verse 6.
凡住在他里面的就不犯罪。凡犯罪的是未曾看见他也未曾认识他。
No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him.
小子们啊，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人。 正如主是义的一样。
Verse 7, Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous.
在这里就提醒那些说已经信了主，而且经历了主的救恩重生生命的人。
He reminds those believers who were born again.
他说你如果是住在主里边，你是属神的人了。
He said, if you live in the Lord, you belong to him.
就不犯罪。
You will not keep on sinning.
因为犯罪的是没看见神的人才继续在罪中。
Because those who continue to sin has either seen him or known him.
只有行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
Only those who practice righteousness, they are righteous, just as he is righteous.
犯罪的是属鬼魔，因为魔鬼从起先就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
Verse 8, He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work.
这里讲到一个生命的根源，完全的不同。
This talks about the difference in the root of your life.
从魔鬼生的，只会犯罪。
Those who were born of the devil only sin.
因为他从起先就是犯罪的。
Because he sinned from the beginning.
就是杀人的。
He was a liar and a murderer.
但是从神生的呢，他就不犯罪。
He who's born of God does not sin.
神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work.
所以神的儿子显现，如果在你我的里边，
If God's Son appears in you and me,
我们就不仅仅罪要得着赦免，
Not only our sin will be taken away,
我们生命也被改变，
Our lives will be changed.
神儿子的显现就要除掉魔鬼的作为，
His appearance is to destroy the devil's work.
我们常常说一个很简单的故事，
We often tell the simple story.
里边的生命决定了你外边的生活。
Your inner life determines your outward living.
一个猪，你不管把它外边洗得多干净，
No matter how clean you wash a pig outside,
但是它一看见哪里有烂泥，它一定冲到那里去，在里边滚。
Whenever it sees the mud, it will run to it and roll in it.
因为他在打滚的时候，他特别适应他的性格和高兴。
Because he really enjoys rolling in the mud, because it's his nature.
但是如果是一个羊羔的生命，
But if you have a life of a lamb,
他只要一点被弄脏，他就会一直的叫，要人把他清洁好。
If there's a little dirtiness on his skin, it will keep barking and until someone goes and cleans it.
这件事不是也发生在你我的身上过吗？
Doesn't it also happen to you and me?
从前我们犯罪犯得很喜欢很习惯。
We used to enjoy sinning.
但是现在你一旦被玷污了，你会很难受。
But now, soon as we have a blemish,
所以我们常常说基督徒，一个基督徒有很多真实的东西你自己会体验得到的。
So there are...Also, all these are the true things that a real Christian can feel.
以前我们占人的便宜，我们开心的不得了。
Previously, we feel happy when we make other people lost.
但是你如果真是一个蒙恩重生的基督徒，
But if we are true reborn Christian,
你如果占了别人的便宜，亏欠别人，
If you have taken advantage of other people,
你会心里非常的难过。
You will feel sad, uncomfortable about it.
直到你去对付，去认罪。
Until you confess and deal with it.
你才会恢复你的平安。
And then you will restore to your peace.
作为一个基督徒，如果我跟人吵架，我吵赢了，我就很难受。
Being a Christian, even if you win over through a quarrel or debate, you will feel uncomfortable.
因为我们里边真的是 主耶稣那一个生命在我们里边。
Because you have, the life you have is of Jesus that's reminding you.
这里再三的说到，神儿子的显现是要除灭魔鬼的作为。
It talks about here, the appearance of God, God's Son, is to destroy the devil's work.
那么我们当中有些弟兄姐妹就会说，难道你信主以后就从来没犯过罪吗？
And then people among us will ask,Have you ever, ever not sinned after believing the Lord?
我想你我老实的话，我们都承认，就算我信主以后，我也会被罪恶偶然的胜过。
If we're honest enough, we will confess that yes, after, even after we believe in the Lord, we still sin. Because the devil,
到处游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Devil is cunning, roaming around to find people.
什么时候你不谨慎，你就会落到他的干扰的里边去。
If you're not careful enough, you'll fall in trap of him.
但是这里所说的不犯罪是什么？
Here, what does it mean by not sin?
是指说里边生命的不犯罪。
It's referring to your inner life that will not sin.
他不喜欢。
It does not like sinning.
他偶然被过犯所胜的时候。
Occasionally, when it was overcome by sin,
他里边就失去了平安。
It will lose its peace.
他里边就会赶快的要回到主的面前，得着主的赦免。
It will immediately turn to God, asking for forgiveness.
所以如果有一个基督徒，
If a Christian,
他说他是基督徒，
claim to be a Christian,
但是他却一直活在罪恶的里边，而且毫无感觉的话，
yet continue to sin and without any feeling.
用约翰的话说，他是说谎的。
Using John's word, he is a liar.
因为主的生命在他里边肯定是不犯罪的。
Because the life of the Lord in him is surely not for sinning.
凡从神生的就不犯罪。
Those who were born of God will not sin.
因神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪。因为他是由神生的。
Because God's seed remains in him, he cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God.
这里很清楚说到，从神生的不犯罪，因为有神的道存在他心里。
Clearly it says, because God's word remains in him, so he will not continue to sin.
从主动的观念来说，他自己知道他是神的儿女，所以他也不愿意去犯罪。
From one hand, proactively, he knows that he is a child of God, so he will not sin.
从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的，就不属神；不爱弟兄的，也是如此。
This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother.
他说到这个基督徒不犯罪，是因为他有一个生命，有神的道在他里边。
The reason that Christians do not sin is because the life, the seed of God in him.
有时候我们真的很得安慰的就是，
We're very much comforted.
不管你我多软弱，
no matter how you and me are weak,
但是主在你里边是荣耀的盼望。
Yet the Lord is a glorious hope in us.
主的生命在你里边是一个荣耀的事实。
The Lord's life is a glorious fact in us.
所以我们有时候可以把自己全然的交给我们的主来带领我们胜过罪恶。
So, we could fully commit ourselves to the God.To God to help us to overcome.
至少在你我这些称呼属神的心中，
at least in our heart,
绝对不许可，也不可能有自愿性的、有意识的要去犯罪。
We're not allowed, and it is not possible for us to proactively want to sin.
我们真的求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
今天。太多太多的基督徒活在表面，没有从内心的生命当中去经历主的生命的大能。
Today, so many Christians live a superficial life without experiencing the power of life of our God.
当他讲完不要犯罪以后，他马上又提出一件事。
After he talked about do not sin, John mentioned another thing.
他说凡不行义的，就不属神，不爱弟兄的。也是如此。
He said, anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother.
我们应当彼此相爱，是就是我们从起初所听见的命令。
We should love one another. This is the message you heard from the beginning.
好像约翰觉得一个基督徒有两方面，是每天，几乎每天都要面对的。
As if John felt that there were two things a Christian will face every day.
一个是面对外边的世界，是罪恶的问题。
One is sin, which is how you deal with the external world.
一个是对面对我们周遭的弟兄姐妹，因为我们已经被拯救，生活在这一个主的大家庭里边。
The other is how to deal with brothers and sisters around you, because we've been saved and we live in the big household of God.
提出了对待弟兄姐妹也是有一个非常原则性的要求。
He raised another principle, which is how to deal with brothers and sisters.
就是彼此相爱。
Which is love one another.
他说不可像该隐，他是属那恶子，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因为自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brothers were righteous.
该隐跟亚伯是兄弟，
Cain and Abel were brothers.
该隐把地里的出产拿去献祭。
Cain offered the crops, the produce from the land, to be a gift to God.
亚伯是个放牧的，他把牧养的羊拿来献祭。
Abel was a shepherd, and he took a lamb to offer to God.
我相信你们早就听到这一个创世纪里边的故事。
I believe you heard this story from the Genesis a long time ago.
简单的来说，
Put it simply,
该隐是在向神夸口跟宣战。
Cain was boasting and showing off and also challenging God.
他好像对神说，你不是咒诅大地吗？
As if he said to God, haven't you cursed the land?
你看我能从大地生产出美好的出产，何以来献给你？
Look, how beautiful are these produce from the land that you cursed, and I'm now offering to you.
他的话的背后是说谢谢我吧。
Behind his words, he is to say, thank me, God.
亚伯的献祭，他是知道人既然已经背叛了神，他必须寻找代替的救恩。
For Abel, he knew that man had turned against God, and he has to find a replacement.
他献的羊羔是向天父说，
The lamb he offered is to say to God,
虽然我有罪，感谢你预备了羊羔的代替。
Although I'm sinful, but thank you, God.
我藉着这一个羊羔，我承认我是个有罪，该受审判的人。
Thank you for the lamb that replaced me. I was to bear the punishment.
我藉着这个羊羔，我不只承认我的罪，我也接受你的救恩和赦免。
Through the lamb, I not only confess my sin, but also accept your forgiveness.
结果该隐就恨他的弟弟。
Therefore, Cain hated Abel, his brother.
因为该隐一直要的是人自己的功德。
Because Cain always want to have the virtue from man.
他一直要自己有东西可以来向神炫耀。
He always looked for something that he can show off to God.
约伯呢？
亚
伯呢？
On the other hand,
他是谦卑的承认，离开你，我就没有路可走。
He humbly confessed that apart from you, I can't go anywhere.
但是该隐不只没有在这里受到 启发。
Yet Cain was not enlightened here.
他产生了嫉妒。
On the contrary, he produced jealousy.
他就动了杀机。
He wanted to murder him.
弟兄姐妹，在我们的跟同工当中，教会的弟兄姐妹当中，我们一定要防止一样东西，就是嫉妒。
Brothers and sisters, when we deal with brothers and sisters in the church, with the co-workers, we have to be careful for one thing, that is jealousy.
如果某个弟兄、某个姐妹比你更能干，
If a brother or sister is more capable than you,
某个弟兄、某个姐妹比你生活更优越，
brother or sisters live a better life than you,
比你更聪明。
Or he or she is more clever than you.
你千万千万要从心里为此而感恩。
You shall by all means to give thanks to God for that.
因为只有这样，你才同时会产生对软弱子的怜悯跟关怀。
Only through this, you will produce more mercy and care for those who are weaker and worse.
只有这样，当你在有本事的时候，你才能够有连续的心去顾念那些穷乏的人。
Only through this, you will show more care to those who are poor.
这些事发生得很奇怪的。
These are amazing things.
有些的人
，some people，
他对自己非常非常的宽大
，who are very extremely generous about himself，
但是他对别人呢就非常非常的苛刻
，yet he is very very mean to other people。
我记得主耶稣说过一个这样的比方。
I remember Lord Jesus had a parable like this.
他说：“你怎么看见你弟兄眼中的刺，却没有看见你自己眼中的梁木呢？”
He said, "How come you see the speck of your brother in your brother's eye, but not see the beam in your own eye?"
你为什么自己眼中的梁木还没除掉，就说让我来去掉你眼中的刺呢？
How can you say, let me remove the speck of your eye without removing the beam in your eye first?
主耶稣好像在那里告诉我们，
As if Jesus was telling
us, 如果我的心里对我的弟兄有一点的挑剔，
If I'm still picky about my brother in my heart,
正是说明我眼睛中有梁木。
It means I have a beam in my eye.
他说这是
He said,
我们从起初所听见的命令。
This is the message you heard from the beginning.
主耶稣在地上最后的晚上留下一个最美的见证
和
教训。
The most beautiful teaching and testimony Lord Jesus gave us on the last night.
大家一起坐席的时候，
As everyone sat together,
大家都坐好了。
Everyone had their seat.
主耶稣自己起身脱下外袍，然后倒了一盆水，逐个的来给门徒洗脚。
And Lord Jesus stood up, took off his robe, and made some water, washed the feet of every single disciple.
不只洗他们的脚，还用毛巾把他们的脚都擦干了。
Not only washing, but also dry up their feet afterwards with the towel.
做完这件事以后，他就直接的给他的门徒一个命令和一个劝勉。
After he did this, Lord Jesus gave his disciples a command.
他说
，He said,
我是你们的夫子。
I am your teacher.
暂且洗你们的脚。
And I washed your feet.
你们也要彼此洗脚。
You shall wash each other's feet like this.
我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照我所行的去做。
I've set you an example now so that you can follow it.
我常常每次读到这里，我常常觉得在世人的观念里边太难。
Every time after I read this, I felt that according to normal people's ideas and concepts, this is truly very difficult.
太不可能。
This is almost impossible.
因为要洗别人的脚是一个需要绝对的放下自我的人。
Because to wash someone else's feet, you need to be someone who really laid down yourself.
必须有很大的爱和很大的忍耐的人。
It demands a great love and extreme patience.
你不要忘记，当他在洗彼得的脚的时候，他已经知道彼得很快就要否认他。
Don't forget, when Lord Jesus was washing Peter's feet, he knew that very soon Peter would forget about him.
甚至可能他去触碰犹大的时候，他知道犹大马上出去把他卖了。
Even though when he was touching Judas' feet, he knew that in no time Judas would go and betray him.
但是他告诉第一批的门徒。
Yet Jesus told the first batch of his disciples,
我怎样向你们行，你们也要如此行。
How I've done to you, you should also follow suit.
然后紧跟着他说，我赐给你们一条新命令。
And immediately he said, Now I've given you a new command.
当然说这句话的时候，犹大已经出去了。
Of course, when Jesus said this, Jude already went out.
就是叫你们
The command is
确实的相爱
Love one another
我怎样爱你们
How I've loved you
你们也要怎样相爱
You should love one another in the same way
换句话说在某一处约翰是这样说的
In another word John said this
我怎样为你们舍命你们也要准备好能为你的弟兄舍命。
How I've laid down my life, be prepared to lay down your life for your brother.
如果你们能够这样相爱的话
If you can love one another like that,
世人就认出你们是我的门徒。
The world will recognize that you are my disciple.
如果我们能够这样的话
If we can practice love like this,
他就提醒我们说
He then reminded us,
世界会恨你们
The world will hate you.
世界如果恨你们，你们一点都不要稀奇
Do not be surprised if the world hates you.
但是你们因为有爱弟兄的心就知道已经出始入生了。
But because we love our brothers, we know that we have passed through death to life.
弟兄姐妹，这两个，一个就是不要犯罪。
So there are two things, brother and sister. One is do not sin.
是对着外边的世界来说的。
This is towards the external world.
一个是彼此相爱到为弟兄舍命的条件。
The second thing is.To love one another till you lay down your life.
是属神的儿女的特征。
This is a feature of God's children.
当整个世界充满了嫉妒、纷争、仇恨的时候
When all the world is full of jealousy, hatred.
他们只能够去到教会看见主的爱在那里彰显。
They will go to church and see the manifestation of the Lord's eye, Lord's love.
然后主说就算世界上的人都恨你们
And then the Lord kept on saying Even if everyone in the world hates you
你们既不要稀奇
Do not be surprised
也不要害怕
And do not be scared
但是你们有彼此相爱就已经证明你们是属我的 你们是已经出始入生的
The fact that you love one another means you belong to me and you've passed through death from death to life
他在提醒一个
He went on remind them,
你们彼此相爱不要只在言语和石头上。
When you love one another, do not only love with words or tongues, but with actions and in truth.
若有世上的财富，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住连续的心，爱神的心怎能在他里边呢？
If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him?
他说到这种弟兄相爱的事实。
He talks about the fact of love one another among brothers.
对于我们今天的人是一个很大的警告。
It's a big warning to us.
弟兄姐妹，我们已经养成一种口头禅。
We've had a habit now.
看见弟兄姐妹有疾病、有难处、有需要的时候
，When we see brothers and sisters are in need, in sickness or in other needs,
我们总是一句话：我会为你祷告。
We only say, "Yeah, I will pray for you."
主会祝福你的。
God will bless you.
约翰在这里告诉我们
，John said here,
爱不是语言。
Love is not only with words or tongue.
爱必须有行为。
But with actions.
爱那些你身边比你更软弱的人。
Love those who are weaker than you.
爱那些比你更贫穷的人。
Love those who are poorer than you.
爱那些比你更愚拙的人。
Love those who are less wise than you.
因为主为他们舍命。
Because God also laid down His life for them.
他要求我们体贴他的心意。
He asked us to be mindful for His heart.
我相信年老的约翰在这一章里边跟他们讲了两件事。
I believe the old John preached about two things in this chapter.
他提醒你我是神的儿女。
He reminded that you and me are the children of God.
我们真是他的儿女，你不要以为是在说说的。
We're truly His children.
因为有神儿子的生命已经在你我的里边。
Because the life of the Son of God is in you and me.
我们要渴望他回来。
We must desire for Him to return.
快快地向他。
How badly we hope to be like him.
我们在世界上的生活中拒绝罪恶。
Because of this, in our daily life in the world, we resist sin.
不能够生活在罪恶中。
We should not continue to live in sin.
我听过一个人这样说。
I heard somebody saying this.
他可能在教他的孩子吧。
As if he was teaching his children.
这个孩子所做的工可能常有邪子罪恶。
Maybe his son always do something to do with sin.
然后他的家长对他说：“不要紧，到晚上去求主赦免。”
So the parents said to him, "It doesn't matter. You can in the evening go and pray to God, ask for forgiveness."
难道基督教的教育是这样吗
？Is this our teaching?
是告诉你继续犯罪，只要晚上去认罪。
To tell you it's okay for you to sin and.It's just you can go back to
confession.
He must tell his children that if you keep on sinning, you belong to the devil. You don't belong to God if you continue to sin.
那么在教会中,
Yet in the church,
爱是唯一的命令,
love is the only command.
他不只给命令,
Not only this command he's given to the church. 他先
给了榜样。
He has given an example first.
然后他着重的又提醒你我。
And then he emphasized to you and me.
爱人不要当在口头上。
Do not love with words or tongue.
要从心里的真实去连续去帮助你周遭的弟兄。
But with actions and in truth to help brothers and sisters living around you.
那么我们今天停在这里，愿主继续用这些话来激励我们。
So we shall stop here and may the Lord to use His word continue to encourage us.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你的话是那样的清晰。
Because your words are so clear.
那样的明亮。
So bright.
主啊，让我们听见，求求你去遵行。
So that when we hear, we are willing to obey.
主啊，愿你的话也在我们里边坚固我们。
And may your words to strengthen our inner life.
好让我们能够做一个不去活在罪恶中的人。
So that we will not continue to live in sin.
也做一个能够活在爱弟兄的人。
So that we will love our brothers and sisters.
主我们知道有了你的话而且遵守的自然就是爱你的。
We know that when we have your word and we obey your word, we are love you.
爱你的你就会常跟他在一起。
Those who love you, you will be with him.
我们求主让我们常常跟你在一起。
Lord, we ask that we can be with you all the time.
让世人能够认出我们是你的人。
So that the world can recognize that we belong to you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.